Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. European retailers begin to take on Amazon. Baidu relaxes its advertising rules and Walmart has invested in Mexican e-commerce. Online retailers in Europe are beginning to take on Amazon in their home markets. A new survey called the Digital IQ Index has looked at omnichannel retailers in the UK, Italy, France, Germany, and Spain. Results of the report have found that the UK and Germany both have retailers which can compete directly with Amazon. The UK company Argos was ranked fourth best on the continent and was said to be able to compete with the American giant through good use of product categorization and identical experiences all across the platforms. Meanwhile, the German company MediaMarkt ranked second and was commended for its ability to go head-to-head with Amazon through search, whilst also being the most prolific web advertiser in Germany on both desktop and mobile. However, the report also said that French and British retailers had started a digital arms race in order to stand out in their markets, something that German sellers had fallen behind with. Baidu has relaxed its ban on retail forex broker advertising that it introduced in mid-2016. Currently, the search engine has a flat-out ban on such advertising due to the amount of broker ads that act as fraud sites. The ban has hugely affected the way the industry advertises due to the fact that Baidu accounts for around 70% of all searches in China. However, even when the rules are relaxed around the retail forex broker industry, Baidu will keep a strict view on forex brokers, only distributing licenses after a case-by-case check on each application. Any adverts found to be in any way misleading will immediately have the license revoked and the ad removed. Baidu is expecting to remain particularly stringent with all types of advertising on its pages after false medical advertising caused major controversy in 2016. Walmart has announced a huge investment in Mexican e-commerce. The retailer has said that it will pour $1.3 billion into the country's market in order to improve the logistics of Walmart de Mexico. Around 10,000 extra jobs are expected to be created by the investment in a country which is expected to see its e-commerce market grow by 107% from 2015 to 2018. A spokesperson from the company said that the investment will be completed in the next 3 years and that the expansion will see distribution centers built farther from their existing ones. The company itself has seen its Mexican business grow 20% in Q3 of 2016, whilst its e-commerce sales grew 16% in the same period, emphasizing growth on online sales. Mexico remains the second largest e-commerce market in South America behind Brazil. YouTube has announced an update to the way it will localize content in India. The site has said in a blog post that it's introduced new local languages to its Indian site, which will now be selectable as a preferred language. Content will now be available in Bengali, Hindi, Punjabi, and many more languages in order to make YouTube accessible to more users in the country. Gulshan Verner from the Times of India pointed out that there are more than 60 million people who speak Bengali, a large market that the site cannot currently access. Verner added that the view that vernacular speakers are lower in terms of income and aspirational value is starting to change and bringing alterations to online services. Localization in India is something that the video site has focused on in the past when it introduced a low data version of its flagship app for use in low Wi-Fi areas. And finally, Apple is due to launch its app Transport Security Feature, or ATS. Announced in June, the software will launch on New Year's Day 2017, requiring all developers to have implemented ATS in order for apps to connect over a HTTPS connection. The HTTPS connection will encrypt any sent or received data. ATS has been available to developers for some time, but will become mandatory for apps at the start of the new year. This change follows a trend by most websites who have now transitioned to HTTPS. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.